Hello to all my friends in podcast land. Welcome to Real Life with Crystal, where we talk personal growth and leadership. I am your host, Crystal Gove, a speaker, coach, and trainer with the John Maxwell team. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today, and I'm happy to be here with y'all. You know, we're not here together in person, and I have listeners from all over the world. But I like to imagine that we're all together and we've pulled up a chair to a big round table and we have settled in and we're ready to talk personal growth and leadership and do life together. So I'm glad and thankful for each one of you that has joined me today, and I'm looking forward to growing with you. So today I want to talk about, we're going to talk about the law of design. And I think, as I mentioned before, I'm going through the book 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John Maxwell. Live them and reach your potential. And I'm touching a little bit on each chapter, as I say a little bit because, you know, we only scratch the surface here, and there's so much to talk about. But I think the law of design could possibly be one that makes or breaks us. You know, if we have it in place, it can make all the difference. And if we don't have it in place, we just as well sit back and watch life pass us by. Because, you know, we're going to live a life either by design or by default. You know, and think about that. Are you living your life by design or by default? And when that question was posed to me, it stopped me in my tracks. And my goal, and you know, each day is to live my life by design. You know, Jim Rohn says, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are that you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. So what do we do to prevent that? Well, we need to have systems in place and ways of what are we going to do to prevent this? You know, and a lot of this comes into, you know, being intentional, because to live a life by design, we're going to have to put effort in it. It's going to take footwork. It's going to, you know, most people live their life just letting it happen to them. You know, they float along and they wait and they react and they just exist. And to me, that's tragic, because that's not how we were created to live life. We were created for a special purpose and a specific job for us to do. And we are gifted and equipped with everything we need to do to fulfill that. But we've got to put in the footwork. And so, you know, let's not be those people that are just floating along and existing and letting life happen to us. Because here's the other thing. You know, we've all heard this. Life is not a dress rehearsal. You know, there's no practice in it. We've got one life, and that's all. And, you know, we learn and grow each day. But this thing we call life, we've only got one of them. So, you know, why not create a life and put in the work to live the life and live into our purposes we were created to? And, you know, so what is a system? And, you know, I don't know, for some reason, I don't really like that word system. I think it sounds very, I'm not sure what, but that's the best way to put it. And that's how John lists it in here, you know, systems. And, you know, systems are crucial. But it is, you know, the process of predictably achieving a goal based on a logical and specific set of how-to principles. You know, and then why do we need to do that? Even more important, why is having a system so crucial to living that life that we were created to live? And Michael Gerber says, you know, systems allow ordinary people to achieve extraordinary results predictably. However, without a system, even extraordinary people find it difficult to predictably achieve even ordinary results. Because, you know, systems leverage our time and our money and our abilities and our tools for our personal growth. So, you know, it is crucial that we have a system in place. And I call that also being intentional, living life on purpose. There's so many other, you know, ways that we could phrase this. And it's crucial to living a life of design rather than default. And, you know, another tragic statement, I believe, is, you know, it's not enough to be busy. So, and that's not the statement I was going to make, but I'll follow up with that. you know, it's not enough to be busy. People talk about being busy, and people wear busy and do busy like it's an award these days, like it's some thing of honor. And, you know, or they just do it because we get caught up into it. I've got caught up into it. You know, I used to have this habit of people saying, you know, what are you doing? Or how are you doing? How's your week? Oh, I'm just busy. Well, until I heard one of my mentors really speak deeply into the word busy. And I was like, it totally changed my perspective. And actually from that point on, I made it a point of last year, one of my goals was to cut out the word busy from my vocabulary. Not even use that word, except on the rare occasion that that's literally the only word that fit. But, you know, we say busy. Well, what are we busy doing? You know, the thing is, people are going to make time for what's important. The problem is most people are, the things that are important are not the things that should be important to their life, or it's gotten out of control. It's just, it's insanity. And so, you know, to be busy is not the key. You know, if we're doing our planning and we're doing reading and we're going to conferences and all of these things, and we're busy doing these things, but if those things are not being applied and if they aren't targeting what our areas, our strength zones, the things that we were created to do, we're just hurting ourselves. You know, it's really a waste of time. So busy is not the key. So the tragic phrase is, unhappiness is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. And how many of us have been there? I think I've been there. I didn't mean to be there, but I've been there where life was just a crazy rat race. And, you know, so we've got to have those systems in place. And, you know, the secret to our success is found in our daily routine. And we will never change our life until we change something, the things that we do daily. So that's where the systems come in. Okay, so let's use the personal growth journey as an example. And we should all be doing that. And what do we have in place to make sure that we are growing? You know, one of my things, and I don't know if I would have called this a system, but, you know, thinking about it, it actually is. So, as many of y'all know, I'm a person of faith very strongly. If you're not, that's okay. These things can still apply to you. But for me personally, I realized to get up early mornings and have that quiet time and my reading and studying was huge. And it really became life-changing for me. And it would make all the difference in my day. You know, and so to do this, I need to get up really early in the morning. I mean, we're talking like, well, early for me, like 4:30, you know, my alarm's going off because this is crucial. I've got to get this in before my family wakes up, before life starts. But to do this, I realized also, you know, I've got to be intentional about my bedtime because I am not one of those that can run on no sleep. I know people that can. I know that we are not created that way, so I'm not sure if even those people can. But I know of people that run on very little sleep, you know, on average. And I'm not one of those. And I realized that to do this thing in the morning that made all the difference and was just crucial, and I knew I had to do it, and I wanted to do it because the difference it made, I had to, you know, think back and or plan ahead, actually, of, okay, the night before, and trying to get to bed at the time that I need to. Now, that doesn't always happen, because we all know that life happens. And so, but to the best of my ability, that's how I planned. And so I guess that's what you would call a system. Now, sometimes it doesn't happen that way, but that is top priority. And that's one of those things I know has to happen. You know, what are we doing to grow? Are we planning out what we're going to read, what we're going to listen to, what events we're going to attend, how we're going to learn, you know, because all of these things are crucial. You know, we can do things over and over and over, but again, if it's the wrong things, we're totally sabotaging ourselves. And, you know, a lot of people, or sometimes, you know, they have to where, you know, you've done something for a long time and you think that, you know, you're going to get good at it because you've been doing this over and over. You know, the saying that says practice makes perfect. John says practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent. And unless we understand systems and get deliberate at how we are going to practice, there's going to be disaster. So we need to think into our daily habits, our daily things, what we're doing and what we want to do, and think, okay, what kind of system do I need to put in place? You know, what are my priorities? What's the big picture? And have a system of measuring, like, how do I know that I'm growing? And, you know, that's, I had spoke several times, it comes in, of how I do my year-end review, and I'm still working at critiquing that. And my week-end review, and all the way down to my day review. Now, y'all, this is a work in progress. I'm so much further from where I used to be, but not where I want to be, and so much to learn yet. But it is powerful when you hold yourself, you know, there's accountability in that. And again, that system of being intentional. And why are we doing all of this? Because we want to live a life that we designed. That is what we feel we are called to do, or at least we're on that journey to discover that, living into our purpose, working from our strength zones, you know, because we've all got the strength zones, and you know, ultimately our lives are going to be those lives that are enriching to others, pouring value into others, but we're created to do those from different avenues of life. And so that's all what it comes down to, of why we want to live this life by design. And that's where that fulfilled life is also, of living fully into our purpose. You know, I heard it said one time by one of my mentors. I am blessed to have the most amazing people speak into my life and pour into my life. And, you know, one of them said one time, you know, that many people get to the top of the ladder, so to speak, you know, wherever they may be working in a job for forever and or something, and they get to the top of the ladder, so to speak, only to find out they're on the wrong building. That just sounds terrible to me. You know, this is kind of impersonal to jobs, because I'm sure at some time in life we've all maybe done a job that was not our favorite thing to do, but it was the bridge from here to there and a stepping stone. And, you know, the difference is if we're working to better our life, better ourselves, or, you know, to do those things that we're called to do, or just stay stuck there because we don't want to put in the effort to change. But I don't want anybody that I come in contact with to, you know, or anybody actually. I think it's just sad to think you climb the top of the ladder, get to the top of the ladder, so to speak, only to find you're on the wrong building. So we've got to be intentional. We've got to put those systems in place, you know, to create a life, not just live by default. You know, it's crucial. And so how do we do that? You know, so I'm going to leave you with these things of, you know, how do we apply this? And I suggest that you just, you know, think of some areas in your life, your career, family, health, faith, you know, hobbies, marriage, personal growth, free time, the list could go on and on, and think, what do I need to strategically put in place here to change where I'm at? Am I where I want to be? Am I working towards where I want to be? Do I have a plan in place that's going to, the big picture that's going to get me there? And write these things out. You know, again, writing that out and taking those steps, because that's where the change happens. And a lot of people don't want to do that. You know, and think, have I been strategic in doing this? Am I doing things on purpose? You know, and think, then when you've got that system in place, think of the big picture. Is this system going to help you reach that big picture? You know, is it going to cater to what my priorities should be? Do I have a way of measuring if I'm growing or not, or if that area is changing? And then application. Does it have a built-in, you know, way of how you can apply this to your life? And, you know, is it an organized plan? And can I repeat this? You know, can I be consistent with this? And that's some things that I just challenge you to think about. And these are things that I am constantly working at and critiquing, and I believe I will be till the day I die. And, but think of that. Are you living life by design or by default? And I challenge you, if you feel like you're living by default, do those things that you need to do so that you're living by design, and know that it's worth it. You're worth it. There is, you know, there's people waiting to hear your story. There's people, you know, depending on you to use your gifts and talents that you were created with. They don't know that, but there is people that need to hear from you. There's people that they could hear from me what they're going to hear from you, and it not to change their lives, but they hear it from you, and their heart, their soul, their voice, you know, everything resonates, and it really impacts their life. And there is people waiting on that, and they need to hear from you. And, you know, you want to live that life that is full of purpose and on purpose. And I'm going to leave us, close this with a thought, another quote from Jim Rohn. And he says, if you go to work on your goals will go to work on you. If you go to work on your plan will go to work on you. Whatever good things we build end up building us. So let that challenge you, and it's challenging me, and, you know, to consistently be being intentional about life. Let's live a life by design, not by default. And, so, you know, it's worth it, and you're worth it, and the world awaits you. So again, my friends, thanks for joining me, and I look forward to meeting y'all back here again. Till then, be well.